Who cares? This is my show, reporting live in Virginia Beach, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Anchor. Welcome to my show on this beautiful, beautiful day. In Virginia Beach, Virginia. Let's start off with this. Toronto Raptors win the first game of the Golden State NBA Championship Series. This is big news for the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. Good news for the Raptors, bad news for the Golden State Warriors. I picked the Warriors to win it. I picked them to win game one. I picked them to win two. I picked them to win game three. I picked them to win game four. I thought it would be a swept series by the Golden State Warriors. Once again, as they did in round one, as they did in round two, and definitely as they did against the Milwaukee Bucks in round three, they surprised me, the Toronto Raptors. Now it's Kawhi Leonard, and a lot of people say, oh, Kawhi Leonard plays for the Toronto Raptors. Oh, the Toronto, they're great. I think you're forgetting one thing. It is a team effort to make it this far. It's not just Kawhi Leonard. It is a little bit of Kawhi. Toronto obviously is not as good without Kawhi as what they are with him. But it's not just Kawhi Leonard that got them this far. Now, if you take a minute and take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers, the Lakers, was it just a team effort that got them to betterness? Yes and no. It's a little bit different in the Los Angeles Lakers case here because they were terrible. LeBron James came and he definitely helped. Now here's the team effort. If Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma would all leave the Lakers and it was just LeBron James and a few teammates, would they be as great? No. See, LeBron James helps, but it's more of a team effort. You got Kyle Kuzma, great player. Lonzo Ball, great inside the paint. Brandon Ingram, great outside the paint. LeBron James, great outside the paint. All those players add up to make one great team. Golden State, let's look at them for a minute here. Golden State started off great. They are great. Kevin Durant's good outside the paint and in the paint. Stephon Curry's great outside the paint. Klay Thompson, great outside the paint. It's and many players are great inside the paint. A lot of times Golden State, they might put Kevin Durant outside the paint, but a lot of times they're going to put Kevin Durant inside the paint. Great player out of Golden State. And who's the best? I'm actually going to talk about that next, but I wanted to get back to the Toronto Raptors. Toronto is great. why? My point here is they're great not because of Kawhi Leonard. They're great because Kawhi Leonard is great outside the paint. He's great inside the paint. But while he's outside of the paint, they have superstars inside the paint. If it was just Kawhi Leonard, they would be getting three after three after three. Kawhi Leonard is great at threes. But that's not the case here with the Toronto Raptors. You're seeing that Kawhi Leonard is getting threes, but you're also seeing that the Toronto Raptors are getting more great because of people shooting with inside the paint here. All right, well, let's switch to this. I wanted to switch to this real quick. Golden State is obviously a great team. They're loaded. They got guys outside the paint, guys inside the paint. They are great. But I think I'm going to answer the question to a lot of people's. Who is the best player in Golden State? Well, yeah, they're all great, but you can definitely eliminate it down to three, I think. Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, and Kevin Durant. So we're going to break each one down real quick. Kevin Durant, great outside the paint and inside the paint. Stephen Curry might be the best shooter in the NBA history, a lot of people think. Klay Thompson is great inside and outside the paint. Okay? Well, let me tell you something. Look at in history. Look at all of the great superstars. All of them. Michael Jordan is one. The others, you got Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, okay? Kobe Bryant. Okay, wow, there's a lot. But to have the privilege of being the best shooter, Michael Jordan, a lot of people say, is the best basketball player in history of the NBA. I agree. I believe Michael Jordan is the best basketball player in all of the NBA. But there are a lot other great players. However, there is this, and I did want to mention real quick. Stephen Curry might be in the top five in the NBA. He's the best shooter, but he's not in the number one. Currently number one is, I think, still a lot of people think Kevin Durant, LeBron James are neck and neck. Oh, Kevin Durant brought him to the LeBron James is starting to slide, didn't make the playoffs ever since he, no. I think LeBron James is starting to slide, but I got to say this. Number one is LeBron James. Number two is Kevin Durant. So when you have that, that's a bigger privilege than being the best shooter ever. I think the order for Golden State goes Kevin Durant, number one, number two, Stephen Curry, number three, Klay Thompson, and everybody else is just there. All right. Well, I wanted to do this real quick. I wanted to say there was a tragic event that took place in the city of Virginia Beach yesterday. A mass shooting killed 12 people. 12 innocent people. And I wanted to have a real quick moment of silence for those 12 innocent victims. So here we go. Here's a moment of silence. All right. That was a very sad moment in the Virginia Beach. First mass shooting ever. Hopefully the last. All right, well, coming up on my show, we still got NHL, MLB, and the wrap-up podcast. Please stay tuned for all that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. We're going to talk about NHL, MLB right here, and then the wrap-up podcast is coming up next. I'm actually going to be naming the top five current NBA players in the right now. But I wanted to do this. Look at the Boston Bruins. I'll tell you, Boston looks good, but how about the Blues? Now, I remember yesterday or Thursday or Wednesday, one of those days, we had Vonda. Vonda came on as a live caller on the My Show podcast, and she told us that she thinks the Boston Bruins are going to win it all. I have to say this. I have to agree with her. Boston's great. But I honestly, I got to say, Boston's great. I think the Bruins are going to win it. But there has been many upsets in the NHL. Lightning's won. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Penguins are won. You go down and you got the Capitals. The Islanders got upsetted by the Hurricanes. And then you look at the West. The Avalanches had an upset. The Nashville Predators lost, which was an upset to the Dallas Stars, I believe. And you're seeing these upsets. And right now, I got to say, it's going to be the Bruins. However, I picked Tampa Bay and the Sharks. So I'm not Blues fans. Let me tell you, Blues fans, just because I'm picking the Bruins doesn't mean you can't win it. You surprised me against the Sharks. You surprised me this whole playoff, and that's no offense to you, Blues fans. Bruins, I got to say, you've surprised me too, however. You've surprised me against many teams. Especially the Blue Jackets. You didn't struggle against the Hurricanes, which was a surprise. So hats off to the Blues and the Bruins for making it this far. All right, well, let's switch to this MLB. We're looking at some great teams. I mentioned the Dodgers are just killing it. Houston, I'm the Twins, the best record. I mean, these teams are all very, very great teams and teams that I could see winning it, especially the Twins, Houston, the Yankees. Here's how we're going to do this. All right. If I name the teams that I'm about to name, I think have an advanced chance of making it and winning it. Teams that I name second, and you'll hear, I'll make a little interception, and you'll hear that teams that are second, and then teams that I name last need to improve. We did this before, but a lot have changed since then, so I wanted to do it again. These are the teams that I think have the potential to win it, and they have to improve to get past each other up. That's going to be the Twins. That's going to be the Yankees. That's going to be the Houston Astros. That's going to be and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, let's do this. Teams that have the potential to make the playoffs, but they have to improve. This includes the wild card, the second round, and the third round. The Chicago Cubs, the Milwaukee Bruins, the Brewers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Boston Red Sox, that's about it. Teams that have to improve are pretty much everyone. The Reds, the Cardinals. I'm not disappointed in the Cardinals, but I still think they need to improve, especially to pass the Cubs up. The Cubs have surprised me. I'm not saying the Pirates haven't. They just, I'll tell you. And here's what I wanted to switch to this. Breaking news in the MLB. We're going to do a quick episode of breaking news real quick. A couple days ago, a Chicago Cub player hit on accident The ball went flying, and this was a Chicago Cub. A ball went flying into the audience, hit a 4-year-old, and I think she's gonna be okay. This is a major issue. We've had this happen in the MLB before. We're no stranger to it. But it's definitely very, very sad when this happens. And the Chicago Cub player, I don't remember his name, but he was very upset about what happened. He prayed, he got down and cried, and he hopes to have a relationship. This is actually good. I went to Tides. That's the AAA team in this area. I went to some Tides games, and I've witnessed this happening once, and the whole crowd just changes after it, and they're not as hipped up, which is a good thing, but they're not as hyper, and they kind of calm down a little bit, and this has been an issue in MLB, AAA, AA teams, but for sure, we're going, here's the thing I gotta say, is I think the MLB should. This has been an issue for a while now, but I think they should kind of extend the nets a little bit. And I'm not saying the nets aren't high enough here. I just think they need to extend it maybe further, because this is a major issue in the MLB, and an issue that really needs definitely concerned about for anybody. And it's mainly like, it's not peanut heaven that's dealing with this. It's not so much the middle section. It's more of the first 10 rows that are having this issue. And if they could just raise the net up a little bit, I think they would prevent that from happening. So big news from the MLB, and hopefully everybody is okay. All right, well, coming up on my show, the Wrap-Up Podcast, top five current NBA players. So stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show Podcast. This is the last podcast till Monday afternoon. Monday, we're basically going to do a run over of the NBA, NHL, the two biggest things right now is the NBA finals and the NHL finals are kind of happening at the same time. And so some good stuff out of sports right now. Well, we're going to actually list the top five NBA players currently. And this is what I think. I think number five is, believe it or not, I think number five is Kyrie Irving. I think he might be, he's good. He can cross you up. He can basically shoot. He can do twos. He's great, kind of great in the paint, but he's really good at threes. And he made my top five list. Kyrie Irving, number five. Number four, I'm going to say is, definitely Kawhi Leonard. And look at the Spurs. The Spurs haven't been the same since he left. Toronto is in the NBA finals in the first time in history. And so, yeah, he makes a big difference. And I got to say, number four is Kawhi Leonard. Number three, I'm going to say, is Stephen Curry. And he can shoot. He's great at threes. Again, I mentioned, I think he might be the best NBA shooter we've ever seen. And I'm not eliminating Michael Jordan from this. I just think Michael Jordan was more of a paint player. He did shoot threes, but he was kind of known for his dunking and his passing. But Stephen Curry is just great. Number three, Stephen Curry. I do agree with these last two. A lot of people, I think, do. So let's go into them. Number two is Kevin Durant. He is, look at him. He's great in the paint, great outside the paint, great at threes. I mean, you can't stop Kevin Durant. And I think Golden State will hurt. Like I mentioned, my concern is not as great as Golden State. If Kawhi Leonard, excuse me, if Stephon Curry or Klay Thompson decided on leaving Golden State, one of those two, my concern would be much bigger for the Golden State Warriors. But it looks like those two players are going to stay in Golden State, and it's just going to be Kevin Durant that leaves, and my concern is lower. There's still a concern, it's just a lot lower for the Golden State Warriors. So number two is Golden State. Number one, the best current NBA player in currently, I gotta say, the way he changed this team, the way he's trying to rebuild. Number one, kid out of Ohio, LeBron James. Look at him. All right. He went to Cleveland. Cleveland won the East. They went to the championship. Oh, he got drafted by Cleveland. Oh, he went to Miami. Oh, Cleveland strunk. Oh, they are not as great. Oh, Cleveland's in trouble. Miami winning titles. Left Miami. Miami hasn't been the same. Miami's franchise. Oh, no. Then he went to Cleveland. Cleveland started to win again. Oh, Cleveland's, you know, and they beat Golden State. Golden State was one I just mentioned. They are, probably the best franchise ever in the NBA. So he went to Golden. Now he beat Golden State. Now he left to LA. The Cleveland Cavaliers are one of the worst teams in the NBA. LeBron James makes a significant difference. That's why he is my number one pick. All right, well, thanks for listening to the My Show podcast. I'll always end it with this. We are live in Virginia Beach. One last time, live in Virginia Beach. We'll talk on Monday. Have a great rest of your weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.